Notice to members, annual general meeting, Thursday, 5th December 2024 at 7:30 PM Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Blind Citizens Australia BCA will hold its 49th annual general meeting in a virtual capacity on Thursday, the 5th of December 2024 at 7:30 PM Australian Eastern Daylight Time in New South Wales, the ACT, Victoria and Tasmania. 7:00 PM Australian Central Daylight Time in South Australia, 6:30 PM Australian Eastern Standard Time in Queensland, 6:00 PM Australian Central Standard Time in the Northern Territory, and 4:30 PM Australian Western Standard Time in WA. The AGM will be held via Zoom and members can connect via landline phone, smartphone, tablet or computer. The agenda for the AGM includes receipt and approval of the minutes of the 2023 AGM, presentation of the annual review and director's report, and audited financial statements and report. Confirmation of auditor, presentation of the Jeffrey Blythe Foundation report, and the announcement of the election of President, Directors and New South Wales/ACT State Division Committee members, and the appointment of National Policy Council representatives. If full members are unable to attend the meeting in person, they may appoint the chairperson or another full member as a proxy. Further information and a proxy form can be downloaded from the BCA website at bca.org.au or by contacting BCA on 1800 033 660. It is important to note that no election will take place at the AGM. All eligible full members of BCA will have the opportunity to vote via telephone, SMS or online should an election be necessary. Positions vacant. Call for nominations for directors. This year there is one president and three director vacancies, each for a three-year term. The position of president is up for nomination. Fiona Woods resigned from the board as president in September 2024. Directors who have completed their three-year term and will not be standing for re-election: Stephen Belbin, Francois Jacobs. There is also one casual vacancy due to the resignation of Joanne Chua in 2024. Call for nominations for the New South Wales/ACT State Division. There are four New South Wales and one ACT committee member positions up for nomination, each for a two-year term. The New South Wales members who have served their initial term are Mark Schofield and Philip Tilley. Christy Quigg resigned from her position on the committee. There is one further vacancy in New South Wales and one vacancy in the ACT. To nominate as a State Division Committee member, you and your nominator and seconder must reside in the state or territory where the vacancy exists. How to nominate? Nominees for all positions must be full members of BCA as of the 30th of June 2024. Eligible members may nominate for more than one position and are encouraged to familiarise themselves with the relevant position description and the BCA Code of Conduct. For clarity, it is recommended that separate nomination forms be completed for each nominated position. The nomination form is available via the BCA website or contacting the BCA office on 1800 033 660. Valid nomination forms must include the names and contact details of a nominator and seconder, as well as the nominee, all of whom must be full members of BCA as of the 30th of June 2024. For the State Division, all must reside in New South Wales or the ACT. Please note that BCA is strongly committed to ensuring the nomination process is fully accessible to our members. As such, signatures are not required. The Company Secretary will take all necessary steps to verify the validity of nominations. All nominations must be accompanied by a written statement of no more than 300 words by the nominee. Nomination forms and nomination statements should be submitted in Word or text format. Please contact BCA on 1800 033 660 if you need to submit your nomination in another format. Nominations and accompanying statements must reach the BCA Company Secretary at companysecretary@bca.org.au by 5 o'clock p.m. on Friday the 25th of October 2024. If you are unable to submit your nomination electronically, please call BCA on 1800 033 660 for assistance. Election of positions. For President, Director and New South Wales/ACT State Division Committee positions, if the number of nominations received is equal to or less than the number of positions available, those members will be declared elected and there will not be a ballot. If more valid nominations than positions are received, there will be a ballot. At the close of the poll, the nominee with the highest number of votes received will be declared elected. All nominations and any required ballots for the New South Wales/ACT State Division will be held among residents where the vacant positions are located. Voting. If a ballot is required for any position, instructions on casting a telephone, SMS or online vote, along with the details of all nominees and their supporting statements, will be sent to all eligible full members who are members as of the 30th of June 2024. Voting will open on Friday the 15th of November 2024 and will close on Friday the 29th of November 2024. The Company Secretary will declare the results of all elections at the AGM on the 5th of December 2024. National Policy Committee, NPC, called for expressions of interest. Interested members from Western Australia, South Australia and Tasmania are asked to express interest in the NPC. If multiple candidates from a state express interest, a nominations committee will make selection based on the person's qualifications, experience and interest, and for the NPC to represent the diversity of our membership. The term for each position is 2 years from appointment. To express interest in an NPC position, please provide a declaration that you have read the position description and a supporting statement of no more than 300 words outlining your suitability for the position. Expressions of interest should be emailed in Word or text format to companysecretary@bca.org.au by Friday the 25th of October 2024. If you are unable to submit your expression of interest electronically, please contact BCA on 1800 033 660 for assistance. Finance Audit and Risk Management, FARM Committee. Call for expressions of interest. The Board maintains the FARM, F-A-R-M, as a standing committee to advise it on matters relating to finance reporting and risk management. People who have this expertise are invited to express interest in being appointed to the FARM. The term for FARM members is at the Board's discretion. To express interest in a FARM position, please provide a declaration that you have read the relevant position description, agree to adhere to the Board Charter, and a supporting statement of no more than 300 words outlining your suitability for the position. Expressions of interest should be emailed in Word or text format to companysecretary@bca.org.au by 5 p.m. on Friday the 25th of October 2024. If you are unable to submit your expression of interest electronically, please call BCA on 1800 033 660 for assistance. Summary. On behalf of the Board and staff of BCA, I do hope you can join us at this year's Annual General Meeting. I encourage you to consider nominating for a position as President or Director of BCA, a New South Wales/ACT State Division Committee member, or submitting an expression of interest for an NPC representative or FARM position. By doing so, you are supporting our vision. BCA believes in a future where our trusted leadership and positive influence achieve equity for people who are blind or vision impaired, where we can live our lives in any way we choose, in a place that respects, recognises, and responds to our uniqueness and diversity. Sincerely, Angela Jeske and Deb Deshays, Company Secretaries, 4th October 2024. BCA contact details, phone 1800 033 660, SMS 0436 446 780. Email companysecretary@bca.org.au. Website www.bca.org.au.